Darkness shrouds the old Victorian mansion, set high upon the mountaintop overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Clouds move swiftly across the moon. In the stillness of the night, a form can be seen creeping slowly, cautiously through the dark, silent halls of Inverness.
Shoot!
Finally it stops. Reaching, feeling beneath the woodwork, it finds a small, ivory, oval button. It presses the button. Panel slides open. It steps through, carefully maneuvering a 12-foot aluminum extension ladder.
Darn.
Fortunately, the maneuvering is not too difficult, for the ladder is collapsible. Eventually, he makes it through into the inner passageway between the walls. He closes the panel behind him and continues down the inner passage. His way is lighted by candles, rows of candelabras shaped like human arms. Each candelabra holds 6 long white tapers. He's now in the realm of the Madonna Vampira, the strange, pale, beautiful creature that lives within the walls of Inverness. The Madonna Vampira usually sleeps by day and moves by night. Half saint, half devil, half Madonna, half vampire. This strange, exotic woman, her long, slender body, her pale, milk-white skin, her jet-black hair, dark green eyes, and face of the Madonna, casts a fascinating spell upon men who foolishly think they can possess such a creature. She is not a fairy tale vampire with vulgar, painted fangs that pierce into the soft veins of her victims. No. She is an astral vampire, one who slowly sucks the energy from her victims until their minds lay like so many bleached and broken bones scattered at her doorstep. Jack Flanders is aware of all this. He's been light on his feet, always presenting a moving target. And while he dodged, they've become friends. He almost trusts her. Almost.
Fancy meeting me here.
Going to the fireman's ball?
Oh, you mean the ladder? No, actually, I plan to scale the 4th tower.
Why do you wish to do that? Because it's there?
Well, ever since man began to build towers, there's been some bloke who wanted to climb them, you see.
Aren't there steps?
Yeah, but I prefer the German school of tower climbing. Straight up the side. It's quicker.
Which side?
The inside.
There are steps, you know.
Well, how do you know?
I read it in a book.
Hey, where is that book, anyway?
I borrowed it from Lady Jowls and lent it to Dr. Missoula.
Well, what else did it say?
I don't know. I became bored.
Oh, come on. You must remember something else.
No, that's all.
Well, thanks anyway.
You're leaving so soon?
Yep, it's climbing time. I'll see you.
Wait. I do remember something else.
Yeah? What?
Would you care for a cup of tea?
I just had one, thank you.
How about a liverwurst on rye?
No, thanks. It's a little too heavy for climbing.
How about a really rare, exotic delicacy?
What?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, not tonight. I have a tower to climb.
Did you ever read The Master Builder?
Ibsen? Well, sure. Why?
I don't know. I just wondered if you ever read anything.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna battle with you now. I'll see you.
There are 12 levels within the tower.
12 levels?
Every level is a world in itself.
Really?
That's what the book said. And it can be dangerous.
You mean demons and things?
The real danger is orientation. Your mind expects things to be a certain way. They won't be, at all. Your mind will strive to make sense out of what you'll see, trying to create some logical pattern. This pressure may cause the mind to burst apart. And you'll be insane for the rest of this life.
Well, maybe I should take along a crash helmet.
I'm serious. Also, since you're taking your body, there may be creatures that want to enter your body.
Well, what would they want this thing for? It's sturdy, but there's only room for one.
No, there's room for many. A clairvoyant may see many people plaguing an insane person.
Okay, I'll plug up all my holes.
I really am serious about this.
All right, what else?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, great. Now she tells me to be
worrying
happy.
Will attract negativeness. Positive attracts positive. But it's all right, because since you were able to withstand the maze and keep your cool, you'll be just fine.
Well, thanks.
There's better ways to thank me.
How?
Set that ladder down. Take me in your arms and kiss me, obviously.
Look, it's not that I don't find you attractive. It's just that I have more important things to do.
You lily-livered little sneak.
Now, wait a minute.
You sniveling, snotty little cretin.
Look, I really like you, but...
We'll see how good you are at always keeping a moving target. Try this! And this!
Watch it! Feet, do your stuff.
I hope the demons pluck your eyes out and use them for marbles. And may they use your ribcage for a trampoline. And your pelvic bone to scrape the slime from off their paws. Oh, Jack.
What?
Good luck.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words